Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension dairy specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning a very important three-legged milking stool that you have on every dairy farm. Well, the stool I'm talking about is really something that exists between you, the producer, the veterinarian, and the patient, your cows or heifers or calves on the farm. The question I have for you as a dairy farmer, when was the last time you really worked on that veterinarian-client-patient relationship? The reason the relationship is important is because it involves more than just treating any animal. It involves taking a look at what protocols we're using on our farms to treat animals, whether or not we're actually getting positive results from those treatments, and do we need to change protocols so that they might be more effective. One of the important things is just taking some time with your veterinarian. Just say, hey, when you're out this next week, we're going to talk about some of our protocols. I want to spend 30 minutes on this, or I want to spend 45 minutes on that. And really use your veterinarian to gain some additional knowledge as to how you can do a better job of managing your animals. Keep in mind, as you have those discussions, one of the important things that you need to discuss is, what would be the withdrawals for milk and meat if I use this particular treatment protocol or I use these types of antibiotics on my animals to treat this specific disease? This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take time to check up on that three-legged milk stool that exists between their veterinarian, themselves, and the herd that they serve.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.